Part One of The Bridge Builders by Rudyard Kipling. The least that Findlayson of the Public Works Department expected was a CIE. He dreamed of a CSI. Indeed, his friends had told him that he deserved more. For 3 years he had endured heat and cold, disappointment, discomfort, danger, and disease, with responsibility almost too top-heavy for one pair of shoulders. And day by day through that time, the great Kashi Bridge over the Ganges had grown under his charge. Now, in less than 3 months, if all went well, His Excellency the Viceroy would open the bridge in state, an archbishop would bless it, and the first trainload of soldiers would come over it, and there would be speeches. Findlayson, C.E., sat in his trolley on a construction line that ran along one of the main revetments, the huge stone-faced banks that flared away north and south for 3 miles on either side of the river, and permitted himself to think of the end. With its approaches, his work was 1 mile and 3/4 in length, a lattice girder bridge, trussed with the Findlayson truss, standing on 27 brick piers. Each one of those piers was 24 feet in diameter, capped with red agra stone, and sunk 80 feet below the shifting sand of the Ganges bed. Above them was a railway line 15 feet broad, above that again a cart road of 18 feet, flanked with footpaths. At either end rose towers of red brick, loopholed for musketry and pierced for big guns, and the ramp of the road was being pushed forward to their haunches. The raw earth-ends were crawling and alive with hundreds upon hundreds of tiny asses climbing out of the yawning burrow-pit below with sackfuls of stuff, and the hot afternoon air was filled with the noise of hooves, the rattle of the driver's sticks, and the swish and roll-down of the dirt. The river was very low, and on the dazzling white sand between...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?